T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The following program is paid for by A-Team Florida with Keller Williams Realty. Welcome to the Real Estate Cafe, presented by the A-Team Florida Keller Williams Realty and hosted by Brian Million Dollar Man Gajewski and Cindy Mama Abraham, serving up real estate knowledge that will let you love where you live. Pull up a chair now. It's the Real Estate Cafe.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Real Estate Cafe. The grill is hot and our table is full here on the Real Estate Cafe with the A-Team of Keller Williams Realty, Brian Million Dollar Man Gajewski, and Cindy Mama Abraham here until 8 o'clock this morning, answering your real estate questions, whether you're buying, selling, or thinking about doing either one. Their goal is very simple. It's to make sure that you love where you live. And if you don't love where you live, you should text your questions into us now on the plumbers911.com text line at 56022. That's 56022. Make sure you do not text and drive. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. And we're pleased to be joined in studio by our good friend from Adaptive Staging and Redesign, Sarah Wake Davis. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning to you, too.
There's that accent, you know. That's the biggest reason. Well, it's not the biggest reason. It's the second. The first reason is that you're a world champion stager. The second reason is because of that British accent.
Thank you very much.
Which we just love to hear.
Yeah, the last show you asked her a question had nothing to do with staging, just because you wanted to hear her voice. We all noticed that.
Oh, yeah. I asked her to say, God save the Queen.
That's right. God save the Queen.
There you go. Well, a lot to get to on the show this morning. We have a ton of questions that have come in, mortgage questions from our good friend from Loan Depot, Brian Franks. We'll get to those. Sandy Briglio of Briglio Insurance will join us later on in the hour. But let's start first with Sarah. And Sarah, this is your second appearance, second foray on the Real Estate Cafe. And again, you work for Adaptive Staging and Redesign, and we've talked so much on the show about staging and how important it is, but a lot of people really don't know what the heck staging is. So what exactly is home staging?
Well, home staging really is the art of decorating a house to sell quickly and for top dollar. Your home is quite possibly your biggest commodity, and you want to do all that you can to maximize its profit. Staging really is more than just decluttering and depersonalizing. It's really about telling the story of the house. And I create emotional connection points that every buyer aspires to live. We're trying to really showcase the features of the house and not necessarily your decorating style. I can put it like this. If you remember when you had your first date with someone and you really wanted to be asked out again, so you would really dress yourself up and put on your best outfit and look as attractive as you possibly can, and then hopefully you'd get asked out again. Well, we're trying to do the same thing with your house, and we want to make sure that it is showing up in its very, very best light.
And staging is something that is extraordinarily vital. And you've worked with, the A-Team has worked with Sarah over over many, many, many home sales to get homes ready to go to market.
We try to work with her on every home, actually, because the return on investment is so dramatic. So dramatic. Even people who have beautiful homes and they do a really great job, you know, we still want her to go in there because she's got the look with the buyer's eyes, and there may be a couple things she can move around. She knows the best feature that a buyer should be focusing on. So she may just rearrange things so that when they first walk in the door, they're looking at the gorgeous doors that lead to the pool rather than the kitchen.
Staging
first.
Really is about accentuating the positives and kind of dissuading from the negatives. It's, you know, we want the buyer to focus on what it is that we want them to see, which could be that fantastic view. It could be the wonderful fireplace. It could be that cathedral ceiling. Whatever are the best features of the home, that's what we want to focus the buyer's eye on. We can't always get rid of those negative elements, but we can certainly distract from them.
Yeah, one of the biggest things we see is color in a lot of spaces. Mm-hmm. We had one client who had very dark walls and not so pretty plants and flowers kind of strung out over the area. And, you know, so we really had to rely on Sarah to get in there to, you know, talk to the client, make her understand that, you know, we are trying to sell her property, not to try to, you know, take anything away from the stuff that she had, but we really needed to sort of rearrange things and change some looks.
You want every potential buyer to walk through the door. You want them to love the space. And if you have a particular color that you fell in love with when you walked in, you're kind of limiting your buyer pool. So you want to make a real neutral palette with the walls particularly. And then you can add those pops of color with your accessories.
And it's fun to watch you be so tactful. Walk in and go, oh, that is such a beautiful color, purple. I love deep purple. You know, however, and then she does
it
nicely.
It definitely is. It's delicate. It's hard to bring somebody into, Cindy and Brian bring me in for the purpose of critique, really. And it's a delicate dance. You're sort of being somewhat, you have to be very tactful so it's not to offend that that homeowner.
That's when I like to wait outside the door. I just make the introduction and then...
And run for the hills.
And then go check my text.
Did I tell you I went back to a house that I had sold a few years later? My daughter and I were in town and we just wanted to see the old house. And I went in, I was furious that they got rid of my slate kitchen floor. I mean, it just, that was like my favorite thing. I was just furious. My daughter's like, get over it.
Well, yeah, well, not everybody loves the same thing, right?
So
you have to appeal to the most potential buyers.
So how much does home staging cost on average?
Well, I will say it is much less than your first price reduction. So it's important that you get a consultation. I do consultations particularly for occupied homes. And maybe that's all you need. But the industry standard for staging, I can say I'm a member of the Real Estate Staging Association and actually part of the board of directors for the Broward chapter. And so the industry standard for staging, if you think 1-3% of the list price is the investment into staging. So if you've got a $400,000 home, did I say that right? 400,000, right? 1% of that would be 4,000. So if you think of that as an investment into your staging, which can cover everything from the deep cleaning to the painting to the bringing in of furniture to really make it look fantastic, and you're really probably going to get a return on investment of 6-8% for that 1%. Of investment.
So for the cost of staging, is that something when you're working with the A-team and working with Sarah that you can roll into your closing costs, or is that something that someone who is selling a home would have to pay up front?
Normally it would be something that a homeowner would have to pay out of pocket. In some cases, we were able to help, you know, with that cost in some cases. One of the biggest things is definitely making them realize that it's worth investing in that property.
Absolutely.
That,
if you're about to sell your car, you're at least going to take it through the car wash. And if you want to get more money for it, you're going to have it detailed as well. It's the same thing with your property. You want to do as much as you can to make your house look attractive with a minimum budget. And my job is to be creative with limited funds.
Yeah, I always say it's we try to do the least expensive for the most effective result.
And we don't get very much pushback from sellers at all. I mean, they totally realize the value of it. Again, sometimes they just don't have the money, and that's where, you know,
I think it's important as we're going through the home and we're meeting with the homeowner is to explain why we're asking to do these updates or to declutter or to minimize the what we're asking you to do. There's always a why behind it. And I think it's my job to help educate so that they feel invested and they can get on board with the whole staging aspect.
So just out of curiosity, what is the, if you can recall, what's the biggest and the smallest space that you ever had to stage for a home sale?
Oh my gosh, I stage all kinds of properties from just a room to just the garden. I've done, actually it was with Cindy, we did a very small one bedroom condo. It was about 600 square feet, something like that.
Wow.
And not remodeled.
And it was, and it wasn't remodeled, but we made it look great. It was a challenge, you know, but it was really about decluttering and then accentuating the positives. We couldn't do anything with the old tired kitchen, but we could make the space look really, really fantastic by focusing the buyer's attention someplace else. So I think the smallest place was this one bedroom condo that I did. But I've also gone in and staged to dwell as well as staged to sell just single rooms.
Wow. And it's made that much of a difference in the price of a home sale, even just doing it as simple as one room.
Yes, absolutely.
We've even had clients say, you know what, she did such a great job, I don't think I want to sell anymore.
It looks so great. I wish it was like this when I lived here.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny when you think about it. It's like kind of driving a car around and before you get ready, and then you got to turn a lease in, and it's got all these dents and things that you got to fix.
Right.
And you're like, well, why the heck did I drive around with it like this for a year and a half, 2 years? When I know I got to put the money into it. You should have did it then. The point that our clients really recognize the effort and the value is when they're sitting at the closing table and they're getting a big fat check.
Yeah. That always does bring it home. Sarah Wake Davis of Adaptive Staging and Redesign. Sarah, do you have a website or a contact for our listeners?
I do. My website is www.adaptivestagingredesign.com.
All one word. Adaptive Staging and Redesign. .com. And by the way, we do have some mortgage questions that have come in from our good friend Brian Franks of Loan Depot. Did you want to get to those, or should we wait to the next segment?
I think Sandy's going to be calling in pretty quickly.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to Sandy Briglio, our good friend from Briglio Insurance. We'll talk with him in just a few moments here. Of course, if you have home insurance questions, and obviously those always pop up in the case of a home sale or a home purchase, you can text your questions to us again on the plumbers911.com text line at 56022. That's 56022. Stay with us. More of the Real Estate Cafe right after this.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Miami Sports Radio 560.
And welcome back to the Real Estate Cafe on this Saturday morning. We're in studio with the A-team of Keller Williams Realty, Brian Million Dollar Man Gajewski, and Cindy Mama Abraham. Also in studio, Sarah Wake Davis of Adaptive Staging and Redesign. And joining us on the phone right now, our good friend from Briglio Insurance, Sandy Briglio, here to answer your home insurance questions. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning.
Couldn't make it in studio, huh? Didn't
no,
get.
I had some things going on with my son. He's got a volleyball tournament in Fort Lauderdale Beach. So,
well, that's
gotta do the family thing.
Well, that's a valid excuse. We did keep a seat warm for you here in the studio. Well. A lot of we've had Sandy in studio before and quite a few home insurance questions. In fact, we had a lot of home insurance questions
Come in. Home insurance has gotten complicated.
Yeah, very, very complicated. How often, Sandy, do you have to find yourself really, you know, explaining the nuts and bolts of home insurance and all the complications to your clients?
Well, every time. You know, I mean, it's really, explanations are just something that comes with the territory. So a good agent is going to take the time to explain the entire process of buying insurance and explaining exactly what you're buying and being that liaison between the buyer of the property and the other folks involved, like the real estate agent and the mortgage company and the title company and so on. So we're a team, you know. We're a team of people that hopefully are putting the customer in the center of what we do.
One question that we found recently is if someone paid cash for a home, do they need insurance?
They are not required to have insurance if they're paying cash for the home. Should they have it anyway? Probably, right? I mean, unless you can cover the loss yourself and you have to plan on a worst-case scenario loss, like a total loss in the event of a hurricane or a devastating fire, can you rebuild your home out of your pocket?
What about the sinkhole that happened yesterday on the news where was that? That was in Tampa. That was in...
That was in Tampa.
Swallow the house.
Yeah, you know, there you go. So, in 29 years in the business, I've seen things happen that I really, you know, wouldn't have imagined otherwise. And after so many years in the business, I would never, ever say never. So, you know, look, I can agree that odds of a total loss are slim. They are few and far between, but they do happen. And there's more than just a loss to your property that you have to worry about. You have to worry about a loss to your liability. So if a guest came over and slipped on a wet floor and got hurt and sued you, if you had a party and somebody ended up getting injured at the party, your liability coverage from a homeowner's policy covers you off premise. You know, if you were golfing and you sliced one off into the next fairway and blinded somebody, that's actually covered through your homeowner's policy. So there's, you know, all types of risks that a homeowner's package covers. And instead of going without a policy, somebody might make the decision to just go without wind, for example. So you can get an entire homeowner's package that covers everything in an HO3, everything that would traditionally be covered except for wind, and that's going to dramatically reduce the cost of insurance. There's other ways to reduce the cost of insurance, such as going with higher deductibles, such as choosing actual cash value loss settlement instead of replacement cost coverage. So there is middle ground available. You don't have to do the full Monty, taking very, very little risk where you pay a lot of money for the insurance. You can reduce coverage, eliminate wind if you want to, go to higher deductibles, change your loss settlement, change a few little things in the policy that you have the power to change to reduce the cost without actually taking that full risk of going completely naked and uninsured.
One other question that comes up very commonly, Sandy and Sandy Briglio of Briglio Insurance joining us on the Real Estate Cafe, is how do I qualify for discounts?
The biggest discounts come from wind mitigation, all right? So you can pay an inspector, a home inspector can do wind mitigation inspections, and they check certain features of your home, such as opening protection, if you have hurricane impact shutters, windows, doors, there's a sizable discount available for that. That inspection is going to check a lot of other features of the home, such as the nail spacing for your roof deck attachment, such as the thickness of the plywood, or if you have tongue and groove sheathing as your roof deck. Lots of different ways that you can qualify. The shape of the roof is another one. Okay, if you have a gable roof, that's a sizable credit on a homeowner's policy. There are additional credits available for alarm systems. If you have a fire alarm, if you have a burglar alarm that's monitored by a monitoring company. So, discounts are definitely the best way to reduce your cost because you're not taking any additional risk.
So, Sandy, right? one of the good questions that people told me they've asked you that helped them a lot is, first of all, we all give you our policy every year to review, make sure we're covered. But the big question is what we're not covered for. And that's how you've really educated a lot of people, because then they can do things to get some of those discounts.
Well, you know, there's some important terminology to understand when it comes to water damage, all right, and other terminology in the policy as well. But people should understand the difference between water damage and flood damage. Flood damage is damage caused by rising water and wave wash. That's all. That's all a flood policy is going to cover, rising water and wave wash. There's lots of other types of water damage, such as a pipe breaking in a wall, such as a roof leaking, a toilet tank cracking, an air conditioning system releasing water, and so on. So all of those examples I just mentioned, those are water damage issues, and those are all covered by a homeowner's policy. Flood is never covered by a homeowner's policy. The only way you can be covered for damage caused by rising water or wave wash is with the purchase of a flood insurance policy. All right, so flood is always excluded under a homeowner's policy.
Well, Sandy, as a home buyer searches for their new home, there's a lot of things that they need to keep in mind: size, location, construction, overall condition. But what are some of the other factors that buyers should be considering for shopping for a home in terms of being able to save money on their home insurance?
Well, the location and the year built. And the year built is a bigger factor than the actual location. So a home built in 2002 or later is going to get the best rates available. There's a humongous difference in the rates if you compare a similar dwelling value for a home built 2002 or later to a home that's built in the 50s or 60s. A really tremendous, tremendous difference. Location is going to make a difference as well. You know, the further east you are in general, the more expensive it's going to be. But it's not a dramatic difference. It's just a little bit more expensive. North and south makes a little bit of a difference as well. You know, most of Dade County is going to be more expensive than Broward County. Most of Broward County is a little bit more expensive than Palm Beach County, and so on. So, age and location, the two biggest factors, and of the two, age is a much bigger factor.
You know, they always say before you buy a car, you need to do what? Check the Carfax. Check the car history report. See if it's been damaged in a fire, totaled, before you buy it. Well, that's also something you should do with a house.
You can. Certain houses have a pretty bad loss history when it comes to water damage, for example, and that might be a house that you want to stay away from. Same for flood damage. I mean, multiple flood losses, that's probably a house you'd want to stay away from.
How do you find out what the loss history is?
There is an organization called Clue that when you get new insurance, even car insurance, your new insurance company, before actually binding coverage for you, is going to run your name and address through the Clue system, and it's going to turn up claims for you. And if the claims are unacceptable, or you might get rejected, if the claims were not disclosed up front, it's something that might increase your cost when it comes to car insurance. Customers can obtain that information themselves as well. And if you Google Clue insurance claim reporting, you should be able to access the website and get a report for the house that you're trying to check out.
Good stuff there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did not know that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the home inspection is so vital as well, you know, making sure the house is properly inspected in order to get the mortgage approved. And one thing, you know, I wasn't aware of is that, you know, potential home buyers should always accompany the home inspector, correct?
Yes, that's always a good idea. That way everybody sees the same thing. Often it happens where the client may not be able to be in town. You know, for example, I have a client that's purchased a property. They live in New Jersey. They were not going to fly down here to do the inspection, to be present at that inspection.
Well, the best person to be at the inspection, honestly, is Brian because of his background in construction. He's at all our inspections, whether it's our seller or our buyer, because you know exactly what to look for with septic tanks and water heaters, electrical systems.
And being able to provide an explanation, because when, you know, it's kind of like, well, there was a water spot on the wall.
Right.
That's very vague, very, very general. It doesn't give anything specific. So, you know, we want to be there to take firsthand look at it, take pictures. If it looks like it's water, it's tested for moisture level right there on that spot. So that way it will help us to determine what's happening with that.
You've educated sometimes the inspectors who don't really know the area or the house, or the inspector wanted to write down that time. Remember there was no vent fan in the...
Yeah, often the times, like in condominiums where there's no windows, it's a law that you have to have an exhaust. And particularly the building that I live in, they have continuous pulling exhaust out of it. And one inspector came in and said, hey, that... The AC's not blowing. I said, well, that's an exhaust. He said, no, it's an AC vent. And I really, you know, I had to stand corrected, you know, and hold a piece of paper up to it and watch it, you know, stay pulling up there, you know. So, you know, not all inspectors are created equal. And, you know, we're there to watch our buyers and our sellers' backs for that reason.
You know, the A-Team has worked for so long with Sandy Briglio, who's on the line with us now from Briglio Insurance. You know, what has made Sandy one of the A-Team's preferred vendors?
Sandy cares so much about his customers. Sandy, say again what your dad taught you.
I grew up in the insurance business. My dad started in the insurance business the year of my birth. And by the time I was 4 years old, I was going on appointments with my father. And I grew up hearing my father tell me to just do the right thing for the customer and everything else takes care of itself. So that's my philosophy. It's something that I truly believe in. And it's a long-term philosophy. It's definitely not a short-run philosophy. A perfect example. We had a customer yesterday afternoon who needed help with her auto insurance, and you know, her policy had expired, and she had some credit issues and so on. And we suggested that she actually get herself added to her mother's policy, and we just gave her advice that got her steered in the right direction and helped her to reduce her cost of insurance, even though we couldn't help her.
We've seen that more than once where he's reviewed policies. Like I said, we all have him look at all our policies every year. And we've recommended, you know, referred new customers to him. And he's looked at the policies that, no, this policy is great. Keep it.
Right. I think that people appreciate that. And people are going to remember that. And so many times those same people, for example, that woman from yesterday, you know, she said, hey, I'd love to give you a Google review. And I said, wow, that'd be awesome. You know, I probably spent close to an hour with this woman, which didn't benefit me, didn't benefit my agency as far as any immediate financial return. But there's a very good chance that she's going to come back to us in the future because she appreciated the good, honest advice.
Most of our vendors, we do honesty, integrity, being dependable is very important to us. So we've gone through several of different vendors over the years, and we're very, very happy with the people working with now. Sandy, Brian Frank, Sarah Wake Davis, they're just there. They're there when they're supposed to be. They get the job done, and they're just great, great service for our clients.
Thank you.
It's a good group.
Well, you can find out more about the 18's preferred vendors like Sandy by going to their website, 8hillcrest.com. That's the number 8hillcrest.com. And Sandy, do you have some contact information for any listeners that may want to get a hold of you?
Sure. Our office phone number is 954-987-8250. Our website is briglioig.com. My email address is Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, at briglioig.com. That's B as in boy, R-I-G-L-I-O-I-G.com. And we'd be happy to help anybody. All right?
Well, Sandy, it's been great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy that volleyball tournament today.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Hopefully the clouds will block some of the sun.
Amen to that. Well, have a good weekend, Sandy. Thanks
so much. Don't forget that sunscreen and stay hydrated.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah, bring the umbrella. Yep. All right. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye now.
See you soon.
Sandy Briglio, Briglio Insurance, one of the preferred vendors for the A-Team with Keller Williams Realty. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up on the Real Estate Cafe. We're in studio with the A-Team of Keller Williams Realty, Brian Million Dollar Man Gajewski, Cindy Mama Abraham, and Sarah Wake Davis of Adaptive Staging and Redesign. If you have questions, whether you're buying or selling a home, insurance, staging, and we'll get some mortgage questions in just a few minutes here, you can reach us at 954-305-5670-560. That's 305 or 954-567-0560. Or text us on the plumbers911.com text line at 56022. That's 56022. Remember, do not text and drive. Back after this.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Miami Sports Radio 560.
Final segment of the Real Estate Cafe on this Saturday morning. Glad you're along with us. Pull up a chair and hang out with the A-Team of Keller Williams Realty, Brian Million Dollar Man Gajewski, Cindy Mama Abraham, Sarah Wake Davis of Adaptive Staging and Redesign. Simple question for you. Do you love where you live? Well, if you don't, then you should call the A-Team. They're in studio till 8 o'clock. You can reach them if you have questions, whether you're buying a home, selling a home, or in the process maybe of selling a home. Sarah can tell you exactly how important staging is for your home. You can reach us at 954-305-5670-560. That's 5670560, or text us on the plumbers911.com text line at 56022. That's 56022. Well, our good friend Brian Franks from Loan Depot could not make it, but we do have a lot of questions.
True. Well, what reminded me when the question about do I have to have insurance if I pay cash or a house? Well, of course you don't. But if you have something that expensive, you know, why wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of a story. The best definition of insurance I think I ever heard was from a bookie. Billy the Book used to, in the 70s, he was the neighborhood bookie. So,
with a name like that, you
Billy
pretty much have to be a bookie.
Right. Yeah. And people would get in arguments over, like, you know, the Dolphins, the spread 7, they're going to kill him by 12. And then Billy would say, yeah, well you want to place a bet on that? And the guy said, oh, no, I don't gamble. And Billy the Book says, really, you don't gamble? He said, let me ask you something. Do you have car insurance? Do you have health insurance? Do you have life insurance? You know what that is, buddy? You're betting you're going to get in an accident. They're betting you're not. You're betting you're going to die. They're betting you're not. You're betting you're going to get sick. They're betting you're not. And you want to know something, buddy? When you win, you lose. And that was the best. And I always said on my deathbed, the one thing I want to say is insurance was the biggest waste of money in my life, because that would mean I had a great life. So, yeah, you got to have it.
Well, let's get to some of these mortgage questions. Brian Franks of Loan Depot kind of gathered these up for us. First question, and this is very common, do I need great credit to get a mortgage?
No, not necessarily. The word great could be a wide number.
Well, let's face it. After what happened back in 2008, a lot of people don't have great credit. And for some, it's taken them, and we all know them, it's taken a long time to build that up. So having that, you know, 700-800 FICO score, it isn't there for everybody. That should not deter people from going after that house they love.
Yeah, we've seen people that have scores in the 500s, in the 600s. If that's you, give us a call. We can get a loan for you. If, you know, having great credit can help reduce your interest rate, just like with any other buying anything, like a car. You got great credit, you're not going to be paying a higher interest rate. The house is very much the same way.
And Ryan, you mentioned what happened from the big real estate crash.
Yeah.
They look at why is your credit score down? And if you've been paying all your life and you've been really good at paying, but you got caught up in the real estate bubble, a short sale, sometimes because of a divorce, especially because of medical bills. I mean, things like this are taken into consideration. So don't not find out if you can qualify for a loan. It is so much better than paying rent. Because remember, $750 a month of rent equals $100,000 worth of something that you can buy.
And another thing, too, and this is something we've talked about in some prior shows, for people that don't have good credit, okay, well, you may have to get a mortgage that has a bit of a higher interest rate, but you can bring that interest rate down over time by improving your credit. And a great way to improve your credit, get a mortgage and make your payments on time.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's a lot easier now.
Speaking of that, and I guess this would be a question for people who do have maybe better credit, should I lock in my interest rate?
These are all according to Brian Franks. Locking in your interest rate the day you go and get pre-qualified for your mortgage, that's today's mortgage interest rate. So they can lock it in, you know, for like 30, 60 days. So if they've been trending up, that's a good idea to lock it in. So, but as with everything, it's a crapshoot. What was it last month? They were trending up, you know, people were locking in the rates, and then the rates took a little dip. So you're not going to time anything. But right now, with rates under 4.25%, who cares about an eighth of a point? You know, get it done.
Yeah. And, you know, let's get back to some of the things that the A-Team does in helping people get their mortgages when they buy with you. You know, the starting point for getting a home loan is to find a vendor that works well with getting you that loan. And there are so many choices out there, and you've done a lot of the work already for your potential clients out there in terms of getting them connected, not just to Brian Franks from Loan Depot, but the right person for the loan that they need.
Right. Shop rates, definitely. We have several, you know, more than one name on our website. But yeah, getting the it's not worth doing anything until you get pre-qualified.
Yeah, which obviously,
and you know how much you can afford.
Yeah,
that's the main thing.
Yeah, exactly. And doing that, what kind of documentation should they gather?
All right, let's do. According again to our loan experts, income verification, last 2 years' tax returns, driver's license, Social Security card, bank statements, proof of funds to close. The stated income thing is over with. That's like a pre-approval. People will bring us a pre-approval. Well, first of all, anybody with, you know, that has a computer can put a logo on and give them a pre-approval. And this is how we got in trouble in the first place, because it's not verified. A pre-approval is, I'm telling you, you know, I make $1 million a year. I've been at the job for 15 years. So my pre-approval will even say that contingent that I'm not lying. So what you want is a pre-qualification. I mean, that's the only thing anybody's going to accept, because now they've verified everything. So that's the next step. So pre-approvals really aren't worth anything. The pre-qualification is everything.
That's the big difference, no question about it. So why does it take so long? And this is another question that that Brian gets. Why does it take so long to close a mortgage?
Brian, my Brian's going to take that one.
Well, mortgages tend to take at least 30 days to originate. You know, a cash is usually a quicker close. There's usually not a lot of conditions to have to overcome but with a mortgage. Yeah, so we've seen mortgages that have closed within 30 days. It all depends on the lender, and hopefully that there's no title issues with the property. You know, there's things that can be that can drag out a little bit to a closing. We had that happen just this last transaction that we did, where there was an issue with the title. Took a little longer to get it done, but there's a lot of steps in the process when you're doing a mortgage, via the inspection, the appraisal process. If there's anything that comes up in the inspection that a seller may have to address in order to get it to get it through, FHA is another loan that is prevalent right now in South Florida. We always like to see conventional loans, because there's usually not so many contingencies or hurdles to have to clear. But nonetheless, we got a great team to be able to help out with that.
And the information has to be accurate. They're going to find out. The information has to be accurate. So, you know, we had one, the loan was going along fine. Then they asked for more documentation. They had an outstanding IRS bill that they were paying off. Well, you have to tell them that.
Yeah.
We've seen loans not go through because the maintenance fees on a condo were so much, but then an assessment, they found out their assessment had been passed, which is going to add another 100 or two or more. Now you're not qualified for that mortgage. So all the information has to be correct, because they're going to keep asking for documentation, and that's what's going to drag it out. So if they have all the info up front, you're way better off.
For budgeting purposes, once you get the whole process done, how is someone's mortgage payment determined?
Well, a lot of it is typically with your interest rate. If you're putting down 20%, you don't have to carry mortgage insurance. So that would always, you know, all those little things can add up to, a higher payment. But typically we like to see, you know, you've got your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. They call it PITI.
For a reason.
P-I-T-I.
Wow.
That's
fitting.
Oh, and that's one thing. The insurance, insurance can be provided to you. You have nothing to do with it. I don't know who. You know, we've seen closing statements where they provided the insurance. I don't know if the title company contacted someone. So that's why you want to get your own insurance. Insurance, you can shop around, just like you can shop around your interest rates. So these are important. This can add up. Taxes, again, you may not be able to choose a certain house because the tax rate is so high on that house. Maybe they didn't have homestead.
Right.
So you can't pick a house where the taxes are $18,000 a year. You may have to have a house that the taxes are less than $6,000 a year. So these are all things that, as agents, this is what we take care of you with. This is the things you don't have to worry about, at least with the A-team, because we watch all these things for you.
Yeah, we want to make sure that you look great on paper, and then starts the process of actually trying to find a property to buy. You know, that's working with buyers in this condition right now is the shortage of inventory. There's a lot of houses that are on the market, but not every house will sell.
A couple of listener questions have come in as well. One is, we're working with a realtor. This is tough. I don't think she texts her questions in very well. It's a little bit We sent her houses online, and we found out online she checks which ones are still on the market and shows them to us. It doesn't seem like this is how it should be. What do you guys think?
Well, let me take a look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what it is? Because they're already. She's working with a realtor, and apparently that realtor is a part timer. And what's happening is that these buyers are searching the internet on their own, and then sending them to the realtor, saying, "Hey, we like this one. We like that one. Can we go see it?" And if there's no response, or the information's not accurate, they're not going to find the house that they want. So in a lot of cases, we see that where, you know, buyers will surf the internet and looking at different properties, but they do not have accurate real-time information. That's why people work with the A-team, because we check the market daily, especially if we're working with our buyers. We work very diligent to find the exact property that you're looking for.
And to answer the question, no, that's not how it should be. The realtor should be finding the properties for you based on your criteria. That's what realtors do. You know, to be going on the internet and sending them to the realtor doesn't make sense.
Well, we are all out of time for this week's edition of the Real Estate Cafe. I do want to thank Sandy Briglio of Briglio Insurance, Brian Franks of Loan Depot, who couldn't join us but was nice enough to send his questions in to us, and Sarah Wake Davis of Adaptive Staging and Redesign. To reach the A-team with Keller Williams Realty, here's the number, 8 Hillcrest. That's 844-552-7378, 844-552-7378, or go to their website, find out more, 8hillcrest.com, the number 8hillcrest.com. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great weekend, and remember to make it a great day.
The preceding program has been paid for by the A-team with Keller Williams Realty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.